It's been 30 years since disability rights activists saw President George H.W. Bush sign the Americans with Disabilities Act into law. The civil rights legislation prohibits discrimination based on ability. Cristiano Sosa with ARC of Colorado says what has come to be known as the curb cut effect, changes required under the ADA to remove barriers to full participation in society, have benefited everyone.
When curbs were cut for people in wheelchairs, pretty soon people with strollers walking their babies were able to benefit from those cuts in the sidewalk.
Critics of the ADA argued that the costs of improving accessibility would be too high and hurt businesses. After the legislation stalled in Congress, dozens of disability rights activists shed their crutches and wheelchairs and crawled up all 100 of the U.S. Capitol building's front steps. The ADA was signed into law 4 months later. Darla Stewart with the group Think Change says the costs of changes to include people with disabilities in public spaces and businesses turned out to be no more expensive than costs associated with living in nursing homes or other institutional settings.
Additionally, for many people with disabilities, having access to the community, they became tax earners. They got jobs and they started earning funds that helped them manage their lives.
Closed captioning, another innovation fueled by the ADA for people with hearing disabilities, also benefited fans at sports bars and participants in Zoom meetings. Smart devices, including Alexa and Siri, and picture-based keyboards widely used by restaurants can be linked to innovations in augmentative and alternative communication, also made possible by the landmark disability rights law.
For KDNK, I'm Eric Galatis.